Originally from Mexico City, Gabby Hernandez understands firsthand the challenges immigrants can face in the U.S. As the executive director of the Long Beach Immigrant Rights Coalition in California, she empowers those in her community to push for better resources and protections. Tonight, Hernandez shares her brief but spectacular take on immigrant justice in the U.S.
Being undocumented and being vocal about it is just one of my identities. It's one of the identities that shapes who I am and what I do. The immigration system, many people say it's broken. It's not broken. It's exactly working how it was designed to work, and that is to work against poor immigrants of color. It's risky to be so vocal about this, right? But at the end of the day, I know that citizenship is not going to be the savior of everything. I see a lot of black and brown communities still being impacted by the systems, even while they have citizenship. It definitely does provide avenue of resources for folks, but there's more that we need to do. And I think the key is to work towards dismantling the systems that are oppressing us beyond citizenship. I'm from Mexico City. Little did I know how much I was gonna have to face in this country. I didn't speak any English at all. And I came here when it was seventh grade. I wish I would have had support from counselors, you know, from more mentors in the school. That didn't actually happen. They place you in ESL classes, and then that's all you take. The realization that I had was that the system wasn't set up for me. So I think we need a system that is actually welcoming families in a dignifying way, and that gives people the resources that they need once they get here to thrive. And also, I say a lot of times, we're here because you're there. And that's the reality of it. We're in this country because the U.S. has put their hands in our countries for many, many years and many generations in many ways. And that's through policies, that's through interventions. And I think for me, it's important to have that context in mind to then work towards abolishing it, because it's not working for us. We know that. We've seen that. I think it's in my blood to do organizing. And I think when I realized that the resources don't really come to you unless you're demanding them. The organization that I serve as an executive director for is the Long Beach Immigrant Rights Coalition, led by immigrant women, women of color, undocumented women, immigrant women, first generation women. And we're not only fighting for immigrant policies, we're working with immigrants and fighting for those policies. For us, safety is somebody having housing, right? Not being kicked out of their home. Someone not having to fear that police is gonna collaborate with ICE and then end up deporting them, right? For us, we're looking at the bigger picture. And I think that's what makes us unique too as an organization. We are combining immigrant justice work along with criminal justice, right? Because we know that our communities are impacted by both, and sometimes there's that separation that exists. And for us, we want to highlight that, no, actually, as a person of color, as an immigrant, you're impacted by many systems in this country. So there's more, and it's intersectional, and our lives are intersectional. And so our hope is that we're able to help people have the tools to organize in their communities, in their own neighborhoods, because that's really going to get us to the real change. My name is Gabby Hernandez, and this is my brief but spectacular take on immigrant justice in the U.S.
And you can watch all of our brief but spectacular episodes at pbs.org/newshour/brief.